May 13th, 2024. I have 9 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none. Our first order of business this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 475940 through 475995, warrants 8382 through 8385, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from April 29th, 2024, May 6th, 2024, and executive session minutes from May 6th, 2024.
Any questions?
Did that all get entered in properly?
It did.
Yep.
Nope, no questions.
Yeah. Move to approve regular session minutes for April 29, 2024, and May 6, 2024.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 6, 2024.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have bid recommendation 2024-04-552, printing, mailing, and email services. With us this morning, we have Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman, and Legal and Purchasing, Ms. Nikki Lawrence. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. We're here in reference to RFP 2024-04-552, printing, mailing, and email services. Both of our responses were disqualified, so we're asking you to reject the bids and give direction to go back out.
Okay.
Have we used either of these companies in the past?
Didn't you use Master's Touch last year?
We did, yes, for 2 years in a row.
And before that it was?
Rice.
Mm-hmm. For many years.
Uh-huh. Rice was wanting a bid and they forgot to put it in, so.
Oh, I was going to say, I just saw one other bid.
Mm-hmm. Move to reject all bids for bid number 2024-04-552.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion at this time? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All
right. Thank you, ladies. Next, we have the University of Missouri Extension Monthly Report. Good morning. With us, we have Ms. Jody LeMaster from Missouri State University.
Jody LeMaster, I'm the Vita Site Coordinator. I just thought I'd let you know we had a terrific year this year. It was the best year we've ever had. I'll just give you a few of the numbers. We did 1,183 low-income moderate family returns. The federal returns was 1,183, and the university and the IRS doesn't count the back ones, but we did over 100 back. People are always like, oh, I didn't know, or whatever, do two or three. So approximately 2,356 state and federal returns. So that's a lot. That's a lot of returns. The refunds was 697,000 plus, so that's a huge amount. The earned income credit was around $270,000 refunded back. So that saved, the state refunds was about $287,000. And then we have the property tax credit that we do a ton for our seniors and everything. Saves them a lot of money. The tax preparation fees was around $260,000 saved. So, you know, that makes it awesome. I had volunteer hours of approximately 25,000. So we have I had 8 volunteers this year between 4 sites and Taney County sites. Mm-hmm. We did it at the Grove Church, and it was just super good year. The total economic impact for the county, they say, is approximately $2.1 million. Mm-hmm. So something that I'm real proud of is the IRS requirement is that the state of Missouri does 10,532 returns statewide. This year, the VITA program did 10,612 actual returns. So we made our goal. But Taney County, my 2 sites, did 1,183, which is more than 10% of the whole state. Our volunteers work really hard. We're very dedicated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you figure you got Fort Leonard Wood, who does a lot, Kansas City, St. Louis, and, you know, poor little Taney County, you know, we just struggle along with it. You know, we did over 10% of all the returns in the state of Missouri. So I think that's just an amazing, amazing testament of how important this program is.
Extremely. And you did, how many did you say for the property tax credit? I think we commonly call it a circuit breaker. You've done that for many, many years.
This was our 21st year.
Yeah, and because I knew that had been in existence for 20-some years when I first.
Yeah, I don't know when that property tax credit began, mm-hmm. but I think I've been doing them ever since.
That's great.
Our very first year, the VITA program did like 156.
mm-hmm.
You know, 156. The second year, they're like, you know what, you need to make 200. And so this year my goal was 1,000. That's what they wanted me to do, and we did more than we did last year, and we just keep going up. So, you know, it's a great program, mm-hmm. and you guys know how important it is, and mm-hmm. I'm just very thankful to be a part of it, and I've been in it since the day one.
We're so thankful for your work. Now, on the property tax credit, they can go back 3 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you guys go ahead and do those back?
Yeah, that's where a lot of those.
That's awesome.
The mm-hmm. back returns come in,
uh-huh.
and the university. I mean, the IRS, they don't count those, you know, towards mm-hmm. our numbers. But that's okay. I mean, we do them anyway.
Well, it helps the people.
Yeah, it helps the people.
Yeah, the Department of Revenue then sends them the refund.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now it's 2020s. We can't e-file them anymore. They've cut off e-filing for the year 2020. Mm-hmm. So, but you still can mail them in.
That's great.
Yeah, and we do. And what I do is I print them off, and I have an envelope, and I address them for them, and I put their return address on them, and I tell them, you have to lick it because I'm not doing that, and you put mm-hmm. the stamp on it. But everything is ready for them to go.
Yeah.
And so it helps. Yeah. It helps them.
And we're trying to get the legislation to increase that amount that they can.
Yeah, this year I just, you know, we just are always trying to reach more community. I think I'm going to try to start putting in more school letters and things like that to get, because our goal, you know, is as much as we love the seniors, it's, you know, you want people to know about that earned income credit,
mm-hmm.
and that's how this began, was that was our target audience, was the working poor who qualifies for the earned income credit. And so, I mean, we do a lot of seniors, though, and I mean, how can you not? You know, I mean, they come in, and I know Wednesdays is crazy down here. There's never no parking, but you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. The people don't mind. The people are very appreciative. I always tell them, you know, it's put on by the, you know, I said, you guys can thank the commissioners and the University of Missouri, and people are appreciative.
Well, we appreciate you.
I mean, they'd appreciate not paying taxes at all, more, but
right.
since, you know, they do, so mm-hmm. they're all, mm-hmm. it's just a super good program. And mm-hmm. like I say, you know, over 2,300 returns, that's a lot of returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for all your service towards that.
Any questions? No.
Nope.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Now, who's going to follow that? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Chloe Collins. I am one of the Grand View Extension, and my job is a dairy field specialist. So I serve any dairy producer, big or small, from down in Payne County all the way out to West Plains. East of 65, I cover 8 counties directly. I'm housed in Wright County, but I live in Webster, so literally a little bit of me everywhere. But what I brought to your attention today is what I'm trying to do to help more of the smaller farmers. Payne County is one that we have one grade A dairy farm, less than 100 cows. But I'm sure there's some people out there, few and far in between, that may have an interest in having a house cow. So a lot of people are asking questions, looking at where our food comes from, what can we do to be more sustainable ourselves, but there's not a lot of research-backed information out there. So I'm putting together a webinar. It's going to be an 8-month series, bringing in different specialists. Jake Heffley, that's in Taney County, is joining me to talk about budgets, financial concerns for having a dairy cow. So with all of this, it's going to help those people get started or maybe put a foot in the door to help our dairy industry grow, not only as a commercial means in agriculture, but just as a sustainable lifestyle. So I have these if you want more papers on your desk.
Please.
That is just one thing that I am up to. So if you guys ever have programs that I can do to help the dairy industry here, please let me know. That's it. Any questions from here about my job?
So where is the biggest dairy industry in the area you serve?
So Southwest Missouri is huge. Right now, specifically, we have 30 grade A dairies, which makes my job a little bit easier because I'm right in the heart of it.
Gotcha.
Then out in Berry County, that's another bigger area. Out in Cape Girardeau, if you're getting farther away, but mainly in our southwest corner.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I just want to introduce myself. I've met two of you. I don't know that I've met Commissioner Williams, but my name is Kyle Whitaker. So as of March, big long title, nobody really understands, but Extension Engagement Specialist. So I serve 6 counties, Webster, which is where I live, Green, Christianstone, Barry, and Taney. Taney I took on in March. So Janice Weddle was the previous EES. I realize she's a lot nicer to look at than I am. But I am excited about being in Taney County. And we have our council chair, Jeff Matthews. And I just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of my background and what my goals are, and then particularly what the council's talking about. I'm a retired ag teacher. I've been with Extension for 5 years. I taught in Dadeville, which is a teeny tiny little town in Dade County, right out of college, and retired from Marshfield in 2019. Retired for 3 weeks, best 3 weeks of my life, and then I've been with Extension since then. I was a county engagement specialist and ag business specialist. When I took the EES position, they hired the ag business specialist and moved him to Taney County. That's Jake Heffley. So, you're welcome. My goal as an Extension engagement specialist, and this is a problem that MU Extension has, people don't know we're here, they don't know what we do, and so some things that we're trying to address that issue with is we started a new Facebook page. People still get a lot of information through social media. So Jake just created one, and we'll soon be starting what's called a Falcon migration from campus, where they'll put a post a day on there. We're doing administrative assistant training with Melissa so that she can help manage that page, and in particular show her how to pin local events to the top of that page. And then this summer, we're doing a county newsletter in all of the counties, but Taney County will be one of them, and that will be something that Melissa will be doing as well. This is a .digital campaign, so people can unsubscribe, but we're in the process of collecting those emails just so that they know what we're doing. So I've been to an annual meeting here. We had a great annual meeting, I thought, and a couple of council meetings. You know, your council meets every other month in Taney County. We met last week. And Jeff kind of spearheaded this discussion, but it was all about the council setting goals. In my opinion, council members are probably the most untapped potential the MU Extension has because they know people in this community and county that I will never know. And they're tasked with the job of trying to figure out what UM resources do we need to be using in Taney County to address whatever challenges or opportunities that are out there for Taney County residents. And so I want to talk a little bit about their goals, unless you want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So